Hi, hello, welcome to our podcast. Today is me, Yastin, and...
I'm Arshan.
Unfortunately, Chloe isn't here today. Maybe next episode, who knows? Today's topic is going to be, of course, on...
If children's books should have a happy ending.
No. Like, honestly, no. Well, actually, really depends on, like, what you're writing, because, like, honestly, like, the first thing about the children's story is the story, like... Well, tell me, how are you going to make a story without a story?
You can't.
Yeah, exactly, you can't. So, like it all, like, the ending, like happy ending or not, like, it's honestly up to the author, because a lot of good children's stories, they don't land happily. Like at all. Series of unfortunate events.
Another good main example of this would be the Goosebumps series of books.
Oh, yeah, they never, like... Although it is a happy ending,
I don't think a single one of them ends
with a good ending. Happy ending. It's always, there's, like, a twist, yeah. Like, happy end. I mean, there's the Monster Theme Park one. That sort of had a happy ending, because, like, they become friends with the monsters.
No, but, like, there is... I don't think that's how that one ended.
No, I did. I had the book. And then I watched it, like, on Netflix, because it's on Netflix. Like, they go to the theme park, blah, blah, blah happens. And, like, at the end, they're like, oh, no, we're in a monster theme park. But, hey, these guys seem to say, hey, we won't kill you if you work for us.
This one's the end of the first part.
The first book. The second book with a different family. Yeah, but different. But,
anyway.
Children's stories of happy endings, I've already said, really depends on, like, where you want to go, because... Because, like, say, like, a story starts off, like, a very tragic story, like... What's a story that starts off, like, something very tragic?
Going back to one of your previous statements, a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah,
that, like, starts with house burning down, parents dying.
Oh, presumed dead, yeah. So far. Mm-hmm. But, you know, spoilers, they actually are dead. but... Yeah, look, it starts off bad, like it goes up for them, like, hey, we'll finally get adopted, we get a new pair, and he hates us, he wants us to be slaves for him, he's just trying to steal our fortune. Okay, we escaped him, oh, wow, we found somebody who cares for us. Oh no, he's back, he's killed them, he's in a disguise trying to take us again. Sucks, like, he's always chasing after them.
Rinse and repeat for, like, 12 more books.
13.
30.
Counting the first.
Anyway.
Yeah, but, like, the end of it, like, it's not so happy, though, is it? Like, the end of the first book, I forgot the ending, but, like...
I remember it, but not gonna spoil that much.
Yeah, like, it was very sad, like, wow, we got rid of this guy, but... Like, now what? We've got nothing. Like, it always ends on a sad note. Because, like, what are you gonna do with, like, a good end? Like, children, like, seem to, like, react better to happy endings. Because, like, they're little kids, like, if it's a sad ending, like, it's going to really impact them. Because, like, it's like they're watching, like, Cinderella, like, you get the original version, dear God, let's not talk about it. if they get that, and, like, they see the ending, like, oh, okay, if this is, like, what's seen as a happy ending, which they're not going to know because they read all these other books, that have happy endings, it's like, oh, okay, doing this sort of stuff is bad. That scene is bad, is good. Like, they're going to be like, oh, okay, maybe I should try this. But, you know, bad endings, quotations, also do have a good impact, because, like, it gives, like, the person reading it, like, a realistic look and views. Like, it doesn't give them a romanticized view of everything. Take, for example, all of Disney.
90% of rom-coms.
Exactly, like, it's forcing children to think that, oh, okay, I'm going to grow up to be this, I'm going to grow up to be that, like... Not everything's, like, fiction, like, true love's kiss or, like, a hug. It's, like, always, like, something, like, there's always a way around it. Like, good endings teach kids to, like, overcome something, but bad endings teach kids to, like, don't expect it to just be over. Like, don't expect it to just fix itself. Do something about it. It's your problem. Don't just, like, everybody goes through an adventure. Like, stories go up and down, all the time. But the thing is, nobody knows what to do, like, with those ups and downs. It's like, oh, okay, like, wow, this is going really good for them. It goes down, but, you know, this is an actual, like, fact. Like, most authors have no clue what to do once they've reached that second down. So most books start with a down, like, up and down. They don't know what to do after that. They're like, oh, okay, if I choose to put it in, like, keep it down, then it's gonna have to have a sad ending. But I want a good ending, so, like, that's why most stories end up, like, having, like, a bad story. Like, I don't know a good example of this, but, like, let's say, like, people start off, like, it's like a series of fortune bets. Like, the house burns down, parents are dead. Goes up, they find somebody, goes down, that person's trying to kill him. Chasing him throughout the rest of their life. Like, no ups with him. They keep it down, like, no ups. That guy's just stuck with him wherever they go. And then they're, like, they just run away from him. And, like, he decides to not chase after them. It's a happy ending, right? But would you really find that story compelling? Would you find it interesting?
I mean, the show was quite interesting, but that was mainly because there was a really good cast that kept me hooked.
Yeah, but like let's take like series of fortune events. Like, you don't like add the continuous ups and downs to it, like, because that adds the hope to it. It's like, oh, like, it always goes up, but it ends up going down, but it's gonna go higher up next time. But like, if you just keep it going down, like you're like oh, okay, so it's gonna have like a really sad ending, right? But then like they just instantly run away from him. And, like, he decides not to chase after them. Like, they find their parents. Like, no, nothing in between, no ups and downs, no false hopes, no arguments. It's gonna be a bit of, like, would it honestly, like, honestly, wouldn't that keep you interested?
No, it really wouldn't have.
Like, take this, like, a bomb drops in a city. And, like, their only hope is, like, one guy. Right, and, like, he can stop it. But he doesn't. The city blows up. Then, oh, look. Somehow everybody survived because of that guy. Nobody's hurt. That guy who saved it. Oh, he's perfectly fine. Would that be a good story?
No, not at all.
No, but like, see, like, some people died in the city. Would that like be a good story? Because like, it adds an effect to it. Or like, say that, like, the guy who stopped the bomb dies. It would add an effect. Or like, he was like, because like you give them like the story. Like, you give them their happy ending. Is like. It's happy, like, really happy, but there's a realistic aspect to it. Like, nobody's going to live happily forever after. Somebody's going to get affected. Somebody's going to get hurt from this. Like, so honestly, should children's stories have happy endings? Or bad endings, sad endings, whatever you want to call it. Honestly, it's really up to where it's going to begin with. Because if it starts with an up, may as well end with an up, right? Starts with a down, just end it with a down. Keep it consistent.
See, I don't really mind if they have a good ending or not. I just like if it has like a compelling story or good characters.
Like, yeah, like, because like if like all your characters are hateable, like generic, like very stereotypical characters, and like they goof like all this adventures, like at the very end they just become best friends with like nothing in between. It's really just not compelling. The start and the end of the story are, like, very important. What chooses the direction of the start and the end is what's in between. Because, like, you don't think of, like, a start of a story, and then you're like, oh, okay, what do I have next? No, you think of what you want the plot to be. You think of what the main thing to be. Then you think about, okay, how do I start this off? How do I finish this? You get those two from the middle, from the main section of the book. The part you're going to be reading the most. The character development, like, the world development, everything built up there.
See, one really good example of, like, a children's story with a good ending would be, you seen the film Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah, oh god, I've seen it more than once.
Have
I tell you that.
Have you seen it? But no, that has got quite a few ups and downs in it, but... It ends on quite a happy note.
Well, yeah, cause, well, it starts off with an up, though. Like, a very cheerful chorus, like, celebrating Halloween. And, like, one of the main downs I remember from there is when Jack gets shot out from the sky, like, while he's, like, pretending to be sad. Like, oh, what a good scene.
But then he is also quite... during, like, the middle or the start of the film, he is quite sad with the repetitiveness of his life.
Yeah, that's, like... Like, bridge it into, like, the, like, yeah. The plot. Yeah. The basically whole... the main thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good example, because, like, it starts with an up, gets it down, Jack finds, like, a really big up, gets downed again, quite literally, by an artillery cannon, and then... he finds another up, you know, Sally, like, she's cheering him on. Like, they live happily ever after. Like, if it starts with an up, may as well end with an up. Like, again, repetitiveness, what we're basically saying here, sound like a broken record, but, like, it's true. get what you want to say out there. Like, if it's a good story, continue it, like, being a good story. Like, if it starts, like a very sad beginning, like, take, for example, we're bridging into video games here, The Last of Us 2. They start off, like, a very bad, like, opening. Because, like, during the first game, like, you got, like, very close to the main character. And, like, the first thing they do in the second game is to kill the main character. They start with a down, and then it ended up, like, okay, you killed my father figure, but, like, I want to let you live, because, like, I think you're a cool person. Like, it's not compelling. Like, it's not going to keep you interested. And the in-between is just using the same work over and over again. Like they're using the same plot over and over again. Like, again, preaching into video games, but back to, like, the main topic of should children's stories have happy endings?
See, I think one of the main reasons that a lot of children's stories have happy endings is because a lot of big companies believe that children can't, like, process bad endings, and they need to end on something really good, no matter what.
I mean, well, they can process sad endings, just that they'll react, like,
I don't mean to.
Not horribly in the sense, like, oh, I don't want to read this anymore, but, like, horribly in the sense of, like, oh, I don't like this, it's too sad for me. Like, yeah, like that. But, honestly, I believe that no, and yes, like, it honestly just depends, like, where you want to start the book, where you want to go.
Like, if we're talking, like, good and bad endings, a good example of one that's kind of both is the film Avengers Endgame. Because, like, they defeat...
Oh, yeah. Well, huge spoilers here, actually.
It's been out for 2 years, we're good.
But they defeat Thanos.
Yeah,
but,
they defeat the big bad, but...
Iron Man's dead.
Yeah.
Like, one of the make... Like, Iron Man was, like, the second Avenger to get, like, his own set film, right?
First. Yeah, it was Iron Man 2, Captain America.
Oh, okay, yeah, they killed, like, the first character, like, straight off the bat, which is kind of sad, but, like...
Well, it wasn't straight off the bat, it was, like, 10 years.
But if you read the comics, it's not really that shocking that he died.
But, like, it did leave a really big impact on the whole of the...
And, like, everything after it, like, continues off of that.
Yeah, like, it left a really big impact on the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe, and led really well into Spider-Man Far From Home.
And the two new Disney Plus series, actually, Loki and... Well, not mainly into Loki, but, like, the time travel events of Endgame.
I haven't seen any of the Disney Plus Marvel
series. And the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, that led in because of, like, Tony Stark. And
I saw a bit of that, but I wasn't really...
like, involved.
I'm not really interested in, like, the extra stuff. I like to watch the films.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't get into the shows.
Yeah, like at the start, like, you don't really get into the shows. Like, you gotta start watching it to, like, really get into it. But hey, I feel like we've gone well over what we're supposed to.
We have definitely gone.
We've gone, well, let's do the math here. 8 minutes over what we were supposed to, so,
We've gone way off topic, but...
Way off topic, well, we've been on topic, just a little bit of a derail. That's been our podcast. Hope you enjoy, maybe next episode we could get a special guest, well, not really special guest, just old member, Chloe, and, hope you enjoyed. We're probably going to edit, like, 9 minutes off of this.
Thank you.